name, don't chase fame, don't play their game. Watch out, any time, you decide what you wanna do with your life until it's on the barrel of fire.
Hello and welcome to Why Make Music. This is episode 48. Today's the day. I'm your host, Willamay. And as always, I'm here with Think Tim. Today's episode is special for a couple of reasons. First, today, August 22nd, 2025, marks 1 year since we launched this journey. Can you believe it? 1 year ago, we set out to ask why make music. And since then, we've produced something like 156 tracks and nearly 50 podcast episodes. Not only was why make music the perfect question, it has become the perfect statement and answer. Why Make Music, the podcast, has given rise to me, Willamay, the personality, and also the music connoisseur, better known as DJ Warm Cookies. It's been an incredible ride, and we're just getting started. On top of that, today's the day we drop a brand new music project. If I Was Your Producer, Vol 2. This is the second volume of our ongoing series, and it's available right now on all streaming platforms. Go check it out. Before we dive into anything else, I want to take a moment to shout out everyone who's made this possible. Our listeners and supporters, whether you're tuning in on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or any platform, thank you for riding with us. As for the music streaming platform, thank you for being a way to get ideas heard by the masses. Huge shout out to SoundCloud. The algorithm most definitely understands us here at WDMN Media. Our social media fam. Everyone engaging on Instagram, Blue Sky, YouTube. Your feedback and energy keep us motivated. WDMN Media, the brand new umbrella for all our projects, podcast, music, and more that Think Tim officially launched this year. It's the structure behind the soul, and it's how we're bringing you content on a whole new level. Merch and supporters. If you've grabbed our merch or shared our music, you're part of the team. If you haven't, check out our link tree or thinktim.com for goodies. No pressure, all love. And of course, Lower Level Collections, our family's personal archive of collectibles, toys, memorabilia, you name it. Shout out to all the collectors out there. We usually showcase a bit from Lower Level in our episodes, but this week, we'll keep it light, no deep dive on that segment today. Still, we see you, and we'll have more cool stuff from the collection soon. Alright, now let's talk about Volume 2. because today truly is the day for this music. This project has been a long time coming. If I Was Your Producer, Volume 2, is out now, and it's the next chapter in what we're building. I gave it a full listen this morning, and let me tell you, I am beyond excited about how it turned out. The album is a 10-track collection of raw, genre-bending tracks that blur the lines between funk, hip-hop, R&B, and electronic sounds. You'll hear bass-heavy grooves, soulful textures, and vibes that feel retro and futuristic at the same time. Each track stands on its own as a little world, almost as if it were produced for a different artist in a different universe. Yet the whole thing has that unmistakable WDMN Nation sound, holding it together. In other words, it's a cohesive project from start to finish. Honestly, if I weren't so close to it, I think this was put together by a major label team. That's how polished and ambitious Volume 2 feels. There's not a single track that disappoints. It's part producer showcase, part vibe tape, and part manifesto for independent creators like us, who refuse to be boxed in. Some of my personal favorite standout tracks: I'm Loving, Lovely, Beautiful, Mesmerizing, Hypnotizing, Re-Up Your Fresh, Polka Dot, and My Nation, just to name a few. Each one brings something special to the table. Yet the collection flows so well as a whole. The direction we're going in musically is very strong. I have zero negative things to say about it. If someone who didn't know us heard this, they might think, these guys must be doing it big time. And that's a testament to how much work and heart went into Volume 2. Now, I could gush on, but I think it's time to hear from the man behind the music. Think Tim has been working tirelessly on this project, and I know he's got a lot to share about the process, the inspiration, and how it all came together. Tim, today's finally the day, Volume 2 is out. I'm handing it over to you to give us the rundown. Tell us about these tracks, and what this milestone means to you.
Today is the day. Today is August 22nd, 2025. One long year ago, my creative mind put out the emotional court feelings, 26 instrumental tracks, no vocals, no lyrics, just grooves, just music. Why make music? Dot, dot, dot. Fast forward 1 year, 156 instrumental tracks later, 20 vocal full songs later. If I Was Your Producer, Volume 2 of how many volumes? I can't even begin to tell you, because it is a forever thing. Producing, making music does not get old. It is not a passing fad. It is not a trend. I am not doing this for anybody except for my own mental well-being. Me, a human being, I am just creating because we have the time. If this is your first time tuning in, allow me to introduce myself. I am, think Tim, independent producer, musician, artist, creative, curator of everything here at WDMN Asian Media. What do? I write, produce, arrange, perform, put it together, put it in a package, draw a picture, put a bow on it, upload it, distribute it, market it, listen, watch, repeat, do it again and again and again. I am not trying to be a celebrity. I am not trying to be an influencer. I am trying to move a product. That's it. People like music. I love music. I make music. I want my music to be heard and used and utilized by business, recreational, advertisement, background, foreground, foundation, afterthought, a prelude, a benediction. I want it everywhere. So therefore, I make a lot of it. A lot of music. I don't have a team. I don't have a budget. I have equipment and idea. And I'm going to see where it takes us. Where deep into my mind, volume 2, if I was your producer, the second set of 10 songs to come out in 5 weeks. A month ago, June 18th, Volume 1. Outdid all the instrumentals prior. Humans, you guys love lyrics. You love a picture painted for you. I am an artist. I am painting pictures for you to entertain your mind, to groove to listen to drive through commercial free music available everywhere you stream music. So welcome, welcome, welcome. I say that with a smile upon my face, no hatred in my heart. I care for those who support me, and I wish nothing but wellness to you all. This second project is a step above what we were doing in one. Cause I am growing. I'm not going back and filling in the blanks. You are getting the volumes as they come out of me. This is volume 2. I am currently on Volume 11, the growth from volume 2 to volume 11 is crazy. Creative ideas are flowing like you never believe. You hear stories about creative people and you really think there will be a downtime. There will be a time where they don't want to do it. All I want to do is this. Build a foundation. Build a buffet of audio fulfillment for you to indulge and listen. Volume 2 has some bangers, some hits, something that you would like to hear in the background, something you would love your favorite artist to call or email ThinkTim at ThinkTim.com or contact somebody at info@thinktim.com or info@wdmationmedia.com and find out how this sound can be your sound. I'm a producer. I'm old. I am not a genius when it comes to social media. All I have is the time and the day that I can get this in, get the message out to the people that, yo, music is being made. Music is being created. Music is damn near being given away. Why do I say given away? Because from here until I can no longer do it, I am going to put out 10 original sample-free tracks a month. If you stream them, so be it. If you go to Bandcamp or to Apple and buy it, so be it. It's whatever. I want to talk to the music supervisors, the sync agents. I want you to come. Don't be shy. Come closer. Come closer to the camera. Come put your hand on the screen and listen. Sample free, one stop shopping. It's only me. You can call me now and have this song to your artist, to your project. Immediately. It's all cleared. Copyright's done. Publishing's done. Volume 2 is available. If I were to press a button right now, I could release up to volume 10. I'm 3 songs away from finishing volume 11, give or take a song or two. So maybe 4 songs strong, 3 songs keeping a filler track in there. But anywho, volume 2, Addicted to Your Mind. Lovely, beautiful song, male vocalist singing, love songs. Number 2, Coffee in the Morning with with a rhyme, coffee and a rhyme. That if you know me, if you followed me, at one point it wasn't this, it was something totally different. This has been reinvented, this has been rejuvenated. Coffee and rhyme was an idea I had for a series of YouTube videos where I was in the kitchen in the morning with a cup of coffee and I freestyled. This is one that stood out and now has made the transition into the song you hear. Listen to this song. Tell me, who do you hear singing this song? It is great. It is phenomenal. After that, we have Figure of One. Young person infatuated with the person he likes, she likes, however you put it. It's a I wanna know type of song. What do I have to do type of song? We all know you ain't quite begging, you ain't quite pleading, but you're questioning, what do I have to do to get closer and nearer to you? Yeah, man, we do it. Here at Why I Make Music, .. Will amazing Tim, THINKTIMM. Coming up after that, I do believe the next track is Hippie Sky. Think, I said this last week. Think, Arrested Development, the old group from the 90s. Meet Gwen Stefani. Yeah, that's it. That's how I could do it. Oh, yeah. Let's bring you down a notch. But on that level, after Hippie Sky, Hippie Sky, we have lovely, beautiful, mesmerizing, hypnotizing. It is the longest title in my catalog. The song encompasses vocal, regular, traditional singing, a little bit of poetic rapping, and a full-fledged poem recited. All right, poetry people. Music is poetry. I do my thing. I am nimble with the quill, if you will. Let's just take a breather and listen to this lovely background track. Coming up is My Nation. There's a social misconception about the way things should be. We should not have a god, a tour leader. We should be free. Damned if I do, damned if I don't. This is My Nation. We're living in very confusing time, people. It's time to pay attention. It's time to realize things are crazy, and they're going to get crazier before they get better. Speaking of crazy, the next track is Polka Dot, Polka Dot, where is my sweater? Polka Dot is a song about a person trying to figure out the ins and outs of being, the ins and outs of being them. Have you ever thought about what it's like and what it takes to be you? What it's like to be you? What it's like to live your life? What if you had to live your life inside of another life? It's crazy, Polka Dot, Polka Dot. Where is my sweater? After that, Social Commentary, Film at 11. We have a booming news story for you. Breaking news, people. It's time to re-up your fresh. Check in, check your stuff at the door, re-up your fresh, put the device down, even though I'm talking to you via your device, I am perpetuating the situation. I need you to hold your device and love your device and scroll. Pick, like, listen, follow, do all those things. But why? What satisfaction do you get taking pictures of your food? Do we not believe that you ate? Do we not believe that the sky is that pretty color of blue? Do we not believe that you have clothes, that you've seen something, that you know nothing, that whatever, refresh your, re-up yours, freshen up yours, up, down, left, right, re-up your fresh. Everybody's doing it, from the top seat to the bottom. Everybody's on social media living their best life. Not I don't know how to work it. I'm not that interesting by no means. You've just tuned in to WDMN on your podcast stream, talking to you about what is crazy, what is seen in your dreams. What you think about where you wanna go, how you wanna walk, how you wanna stroll. Can I offer you a glass of lemonade? Can I offer you your future? Next song. Solo Motion feels like the ocean. That leads into another beautiful track called Tonight. Solo Motion and Tonight have been around for a long, long time. Many versions of the song have existed. These are the ones I'm feeling right now. I hope you like them. If you are tuned in for a research deep dive on what's hot and what's not, nothing's not hot over here. We are killing it. We are feeling it. We are doing our thing. We got the merch. We got logo tees. We got emoji. Think Tim emoji. Why do I wear the crown? 'Cause we are all royalty. So, long story short, I need you, the listener, tune in, follow the podcast, listen to me, listen to the music. If you know someone in the industry that could be helpful, pass it on. Say, have you checked out Think Tim? THINKTIMM. This is a dude who's doing it all. I'm living my best life, yo. I'm living my best life. I'm gonna get ready to roll this up. You, after you're done this podcast, go listen to If I Was Your Producer, Volume 1. If I Was Your Producer, Volume 2. Next month, September, If I Was Your Producer, Volume 3, that'll be 30 songs in 3 months. Then it's going to be 40, 50, 60, 70. Good Lord, that dude can count by tens. Yes, I can. I'm going to throw it back to my co-host, my mind, Willamay, known as DJ Warm Cookies. She has some more treats for you guys. So listen, hang in there. I will be back to follow up and clean up a little later. Until then, enjoy the rest of the podcast. Why Make Music with Think Tim and Willamay.
Thank you, Tim, for that insight and for bringing us those fresh sounds. Listening to your breakdown of the album and reflecting on how far we've come in 1 year really highlights something important. The power of positive energy and mindset in making all this happen. Seeing Volume 2 come to life. Seeing how much we've accomplished. It all ties into a topic we've touched on before and want to dive deeper into today. Positivity and the law of attraction. This segment is all about how your mindset can manifest your reality. It might sound like a big concept, but stick with me. We're going to break it down in a casual, real talk way. Basically, The law of attraction lower is the idea that like attracts like. Positive thoughts will bring positive results, while negative thoughts might attract negative outcomes. In other words, if you keep a positive mindset, you're more likely to see success and happiness come your way. And if you dwell on negativity, you might invite more of that negativity in. Today's the day, as our episode title says, to start focusing on that good energy. Now, I want to be factual here. The law of attraction isn't magic, and it's not scientifically proven in a lab. Many skeptics call it a pseudoscience. And indeed, there's no empirical evidence of a literal cosmic force that brings you what you think about. So when we talk about lower, we're not talking about sitting back and wishing your dream life into existence with zero effort. What we're really talking about is mindset. Using positive thinking as a tool to motivate yourself, guide your focus, and influence your actions. In fact, many of the techniques associated with the law of attraction are also common self-improvement practices. Things like positive affirmations, visualization, and reframing negative thoughts are well-known ways to improve one's outlook and drive. It's about getting your mind tuned in to the right frequency, so to speak. Let's unpack it a bit. The core notion of lower is you create your own reality. If you believe in a goal and focus your thoughts on it, you'll start aligning your behaviors to achieve it. And conversely, if you constantly think, "This will never happen for me," you might not even notice the opportunities that could have made it happen. There's some real psychology behind this. Studies on optimism have found that people with positive outlooks tend to enjoy better health, greater happiness, and more success in life. Optimistic people aren't just lucky, they actually behave differently. They focus on their successes and don't dwell too long on failures, which helps them keep moving forward. They take more initiative and cope with challenges better, which naturally leads to better outcomes on average. In psychology, there's even a famous approach called cognitive behavioral therapy, CBT, that basically teaches people to identify and change negative thought patterns into positive ones. Because doing so can genuinely improve your mental well-being and your results in life. So, there's solid evidence that having a positive mindset and hopeful expectations can make a practical difference. It's not that thinking alone magically changes reality, but thinking positively changes you, your decisions, your perseverance, how you interpret events, and those changes can indeed lead to better results. A great example is how we approached our music over the past year. We didn't just sit around and say we're going to drop multiple albums and it's going to be awesome, and then do nothing. We put in the work late nights in the studio, planning, networking. But we did it with a positive vision in mind. Every time we hit a challenge, instead of thinking this is impossible, we thought, how do we make this work? That's the law of attraction in action, on a practical level. Stay focused on the outcome you want. Stay grateful and enthusiastic, and you'll find yourself doing what needs to be done. For instance, if you want to produce an album, simply daydreaming about success won't press the keys or write the lyrics for you. But believing in your ability to succeed can give you the motivation to practice, to reach out to collaborators, and to finish projects. That positive mindset also helps you bounce back from setbacks. Instead of seeing a failed attempt as proof that you can't do it, you treat it as a learning experience and keep going. That's resilience, and it's fueled by optimism. As one psychologist put it, our self-talk can become our reality. If you keep telling yourself you're capable and that good things are coming, you'll behave accordingly, and people pick up on that energy. You start to attract others with similar energy, and opportunities seem to come your way. In a sense, life gives you receipts for your positivity, tangible results or coincidences that match the good vibes you've been putting out. On the flip side, if you're constantly putting out poor negative energy, you might start noticing receipts for that too, unfortunately, in the form of setbacks, missed chances, or just a sour outlook that becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. Now, a quick nod to the origins of this idea. The law of attraction isn't new. Variations of think positive and good things happen have been around for over a century in self-help and spiritual circles, but it really hit the mainstream about 15 years ago with Rhonda Byrne's book The Secret. The Secret, released in 2006, popularized manifesting big time. has sold over 30 million copies worldwide and got everyone talking about vision boards and attracting abundance. That book, and others like Napoleon Hill's classic Think and Grow Rich way back in 1937, framed this philosophy as almost a universal law. Now, these books can be inspiring, but they can also be misleading if taken literally. They sometimes imply you just have to wish for something, and poof, the universe delivers. In reality, even Byrne would agree that action is crucial. The positive thinking sets the stage, but you've still got to perform. In fact, critics of The Secret rightly point out that it's not just the belief that brings results, it's the actions that belief inspires. Optimism works because it pushes you to be proactive, not because of any cosmic force handing out free passes. So how can you apply this positive mindset in a grounded way? Here are a few things many people find helpful. Gratitude. Start by appreciating what you already have. It might sound cliche, but counting your blessings shifts your focus to the positive. When you're grateful, you attract more reasons to be grateful. Visualization. Picture your goals as if they're already happening. Athletes do this all the time. They mentally rehearse winning the game. Seeing it in your mind can build confidence and guide your subconscious toward making it real. Positive self-talk. Pay attention to that little voice in your head. Is it supportive or sabotaging? If you catch yourself thinking, I can't do this, try flipping it to, I've got this, I'll figure it out. Use positive affirmations. It might feel cheesy, but telling yourself I am capable of achieving my dreams regularly can actually prime you to act like it. Reframe challenges. Instead of dwelling on what went wrong, ask, what can I learn from this? Turn setbacks into lessons. This ties back to staying optimistic. It's about acknowledging difficulties without letting them defeat your mindset. All of these practices help cultivate that attractive positive energy. The key is consistency. You can't just do it once and expect miracles. It's like working out. You build your mental muscle for positivity over time. And remember, positive thinking is not about ignoring reality or pain. Bad things happen that we can't control, and it's not your fault if life throws Lower doesn't mean blame yourself for things outside your control. That's a pitfall we want to avoid. It does mean choosing how you respond. You can't always control the first thought or the situation, but you can control the second thought, your attitude, and your effort going forward. Let me give a personal take. Over the last year or so, Think Tim and I have really embraced this positive, manifesting mindset. We've actively practiced what we're preaching here, staying hopeful, putting in work, and believing good things will come. And looking at where we are now, launching Volume 2, growing WDMN Media, connecting with all of you, it truly feels like the universe answered in kind. So many opportunities and breakthroughs have happened that, a year ago, were just ideas on our vision board. By keeping our heads up and hearts in the right place, we found ourselves in the right place at the right time to make things happen. It's not an exaggeration to say, positive reinforcement was the fuel that pushed us forward each step of the way. Now, I want to bring Think Tim back in here, because he's been living this approach day in and day out. Tim, you've talked before about how focusing on positivity and the law of attraction has impacted you. What's your take? How has believing in yourself and manifesting your goals over the past year changed the game for you? Any advice from your experience for those trying to adopt a more positive mindset?
Well. Real talk. The real talk about positive reinforcement and thinking positive all the time. It's kind of hard to say you can make things happen. But what you have to do is focus on being the best you that you can be. It sounds cliche, and it sounds like I'm playing word games, basically. I'm not. My scenario that brought me here should technically be enough to really want to crush a person's mindset, to take away the momentum that you as a person want to achieve and stand by. You can't let it happen. You can't let it happen. Simple and plain. You have to want to live the life that you're living. You're going to want to understand that what you put out, the world may give it back to you. That goes good or bad. It's called karma. It's called fate. It's belief and balance of the force. It's many things, many, many things. I personally just believe that belief in oneself, along with the willingness to work towards this, I wouldn't say goal, because goal sometimes is a final location. You want to work in that direction that you know all things that you want and need and desire will come your way. There's no two ways about it. I say that because, yes, my entire life, whether it was around people or people new, I've always had this love and urge to fulfill my personal wants to make music. And I've always said, I'm happy and I'm satisfied making it for myself and for those who know me and sharing the music. And I lived in a state of stable reality that I knew my day-to-day life was not going to allow me the time to pour, not countless hours, but hours that are normally occupied by real life into making my ideas audible, visual. Do you understand, as a creator, I'm not building bridges, I'm not building buildings, I'm not rewiring the house, I'm not building a shed or a deck outside, an extra room of my house. I'm not repairing a car. I am not doing things that a lot of people consider to be hobbies. I have allergies. I don't like outside. I am not doing that. I am not playing for any adult league. I have injuries. My mobility is not 100%. I ache, I hurt, I complain. I need to work my mind to create music, to tell myself that I can create music at the level that can compete with professional production teams and do it by myself. That's a huge step. But I know I can do it. Why? Because I do it. There's no other way to answer why make music other than to make music. Why do something and fear of failure? I have no fear of failure. Failure is not doing. Failure is wanting to critique everybody else and bring nothing to the table. So to you, to me, I bring forth my thoughts via video, via audio, streaming. You don't have to find me. You can type Think Tim into your Google device, your computer, your Apple, your PC. You can come find my music. You understand? You don't have to find me. I believe in it strong enough that I created, put it out, and let you listen to it as much, as little as you want. Seriously, you don't have to ask my permission. It's here. That's why I created it. Now, what told me I could do it? The universe. You can only poke so much before you have to show. So I've had strong conversations. I've had strong opinions. I've dissected other people's material, and I've come to the realization that this is something that I can do, and I will never, ever stop. Never. Think about it. That's a bold statement. That's a big, bold statement. Because I have time, a couple hours a day, a song or two. On a good week, if I could throw up 5 new songs, it's a good week. I'm trying to share, like I said in my earlier super hype, what I'm doing is laying the foundation. I want my music played on low levels a lot. If you're in a hotel, if you're in a restaurant, that music in the background that is soothing you could be my music. Someone will have to pay for that. But yes, I'm not trying to be a household name. I'm a household name in my house, as is the rest of my family, and that's all that matters. I share with you because, like I said, I'm gonna put it on a t-shirt, as Shaq says, dumber people have done it. I think I have a little bit of talent. I think I have a little bit of brains. I want this to happen. I want to be able to supplement my life via my music. Whether I'm putting it out or someone else is putting it out. Right now, let me tell you, if you heard the podcast before, this is not the first time you'll hear me say it. Right now, I'm getting 10% of zero. Nothing. And I'm working this like I'm in competition for an award. I'm not. This is just my work ethic to put forth because I know it's going to pay off. It's going to come. My becoming is in the process of happening. That is the power of attraction. I'm not discouraged. I'm never disgusted. I'm never bored. I'm never complacent. I just do me and do what I do. And this is how it's going to go. Now, what's going to come my way? It will. It just takes time. I don't know the people that I will be in business with, but I will be in business with them. It will come. And when it does, I will be prepared. One day, someone's gonna discover this podcast and they're gonna listen and they're gonna say, why does he have so many podcast episodes? Who is he? Why did he re-record all this? Because everything has to have a beginning. When you find me, I am not going to be at my beginning. I am in the middle. I am in the process of being great. I already know what I will achieve. I just don't know exactly when I will achieve it. That sounds crazy, but think about it. You must carry yourself as though these are the things that you are meant to have. This is the life you are meant to live. All you have to do is put the time, the work, the effort into it. We see it in our athletes. We see it in our leaders. Good or bad or indifferent, they are driven. I am driven. Driven occurs on different levels. My level is not to be a superstar. My level is to earn moderately enough to be comfortable and to allow me to continue the comfortable life that I have. No more, no less, no crazy pipe dreams. If this was a pipe dream, you would not be listening to me. You would not be hearing my music. I would not have put the time, the effort, the energy into doing this if I did not believe wholeheartedly that this is what I am meant to do. Plenty of detours, plenty of sightseeing, but the future has always been clear. It just takes some time to get there. Don't get discouraged. Don't give up. Do what makes you, you. There's no other way to put it. No other words can I say. Be you and be happy. Be healthy. And let the universe take care of you, your family. Put it out there, and it will come back.
As we wrap up episode 48, let's recap the journey we've been on today. We celebrated the release of If I Was Your Producer, Volume 2, a huge creative milestone for us. And we reflected on 1 year of growth, creativity, and community. We also dug into the power of positivity and the law of attraction, exploring how believing in ourselves and focusing on good energy can help turn big dreams into reality. The big takeaway: believe in yourself, put in the work, and stay positive. Good things tend to happen when you combine passion with positive action. I want to thank all of you for listening and for being a part of this journey. Your support over the past year has been the biggest positive energy boost of all. If you enjoyed this episode, or any episode, please consider subscribing, rating, or sharing it with a friend. It really helps us out and spreads the love. And definitely go stream Volume 2. It's out now on all platforms. Let us know your favorite tracks. We'd love to hear from you on social media. You can find us at ThinkTim and at Lower Level Collections on Instagram. And check out thinktim.com for all the latest. Alright, that's it from me for today. Today was a day, and what a day it's been. But tomorrow's a new one. So keep that positive momentum going. Remember, do what you love, love what you do, and if you need to believe in something, start by believing in yourself. Until next time, stay positive and keep making music. I'm Willa May, signing off. Think Tim, over to you to close us out.
Yo, one last thing before I go. Thank you. Thank you, thank you for everyone who has streamed the podcast. I say I'm not concerned with the streaming of the music, but listen, that is a instantaneous show of gratitude to what I'm doing. Seriously. So to see the streaming numbers go up and realize that people are liking it, it means the world to us. And I'm gonna keep delivering good music. No two ways about it. That's what my continuous goal is. I don't talk positivity just for a segment. I truly believe that we all have purposes, and despite from time to time people don't get to fulfill their purpose, but the simple fact that I can make this music and I can put together these thoughts, it means to me that I am here to make music. Nothing affects my life outside of family more than the creation of music. It's been consistent. You hear that and the progress that is being made and continuously being made. I joke around all the time saying that my earliest memory of music is being a kid and watching my uncle rehearse, watching my dad rehearse. All of that is true. When I talk to my kids, they know I have the love for music. I've instilled a good taste of music into them. Fortunately, my wife gives me the time to go play and do the things I'm doing. And if it works out to our benefit, so be it. It is what it is. It's something I do. I used to call myself a hobbyist musician. That was up until a year ago. Now, a year in, hundreds of songs done. Eventually, someone's going to do it and shine the light my way, and when it does, I will be ready. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. This is what I do. This is what I have been doing. I recall times of bumping into people in different lives, and they were asked, how's the music doing? If I said I wasn't doing it, they looked at me like I was crazy. But that was what I wasn't doing at that moment. So currently, I have the opportunity to create the world I want to live in, and this is what I am making. So I hope you enjoy. I hope you listen. I hope you realize that anyone, there's a cheat code in us all that once you find out what you are good at, you crack that code and you go and you expand your knowledge, you increase your bandwidth, you do all the things you need to do to get you to that level of greatness. Now, your level of greatness does not necessarily have to overshadow anyone. There is enough for everyone to be superior in their own way. Seriously, I'm gonna tell you, what did I tell you? What do I say? Over 100,000 songs are released every day. So that means the joy, the level of completion that I feel today, there's close to 100,000 other people that feel the same way I do. And this is every day someone starts their day off on top of the world, feeling unbeatable,
unstoppable, as though this is the first day of the rest of their existence. So, with that being said, I'm saluting, I'm giving the nod to everybody out there. Be great. Be you. Do the things that make you happy, that brings that level of completeness to your life. I'm not saying people are going to understand. I'm not even saying people are going to care or notice. But you don't live your life for other people. You look and you say, say the guy with the podcast talking to other people. I'm not seeking your approval. I kid you not. My thing is that hell, ever since the advent of smartphones and camera phones, I've been talking to myself on camera. We can go back. Part of wanting to be creative is talking to yourself. So whether I put this out for the world to hear or it's just me, it's the same thing to me. It's quite therapeutic. It's, what they say, hit you in the fields, hit you where you live at. This is what I got to give. I'm living the life and it's gonna work my way. Back again. Here. What?
Like a set.